This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Marcota is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. You know, the global digital cashless society isn't coming. It's here. And once they've got you in that position, they can socially engineer society any way they want. And major governments like Sweden and others are announcing plans to get rid of cash altogether by 2021 and to make everyone, quote, take microchips to drive a car or get on a bus. That's mainstream news. Infowars.com. Next decade's news today. And that's why they want us off air. She is coming up in the next segment. She has been deplatformed off of Chase Bank. You say, well, just leave Chase Bank. We've had five of the six banks we had taken. We had a A++ rating, the highest rating you can get from this private group that rates it out of Boston. But the day after PayPal banned us, they gave us an F rating for hate. And needless to say, the lawyers have asked me not to get to this yet, but this is the real lawsuit. The lawsuit isn't these big corporations and these big tech people censoring. That's bad enough. It's big ratings agencies. When you don't play ball and you have a perfect corporate credit score, perfect, because we used to have the establishment try to do chargebacks and put them through and then see if we'd miss them to try to degrade us like 10 years ago. And I just said, hey, don't challenge the chargebacks. People want to scam us, you know, whatever. And or if you do it, challenge them that day. And we have a perfect rating because we never hit the banks with chargebacks. Because you can do that. And so for actually being perfect, essentially, I mean, you're talking as good as it gets, gone, when one group just goes, we say, because the Southern Poverty Law Center is God, like Moses. And then Moses says, Alex Jones bad. And then rating agency says, oh, he'll never figure out that dumb hayseed down in Texas. We're going to put a fraudulent F rating on him. He doesn't even know what our group is out of Boston. He doesn't know any of this stuff. He doesn't know we've got, he'll never get copies of our directives. Oh, he'll never be high-level bank heads that demand answers. There won't be any memos, just like the heads of the OxyContin Corporation said, we're going to get people addicted. In fact, I didn't cover that 2 weeks ago. In fact, I covered this years ago and warned people about it, but I didn't even cover it when I was proven right again. Will you guys print that up for me? Company that owns OxyContin said, the headline was, we're going to be their one-stop shop for getting you addicted, and then we're going to have drugs to get you off of it that are almost as bad. Kind of like heroin was invented after the Civil War to replace opium addiction. We got a lot of troops. They're addicted to opium. We're getting their arms and legs sawed off. And they're addicted to opium. What do we do? Well, we invented a thing, you know, it's 20, 30, 40 times stronger than the average opium. It's called heroin. And it'll sure as you won't want opium anymore after you have this. It's like, you got a problem snorting cocaine? Try something called crack. It'll fix it. Same deal. So that's the new thing is you've just got rating agencies where they just say, hey, we're going to say you're an evil person. Well, we're going to sue your ass off, bitch. So get ready for that. But I need capital to do it. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
by Bounce. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use, packaged, mixed in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
Martina Marcota is a fellow thought criminal. She's been on the show before. Very smart lady, also very lovely. And she's a talented dancer and exhibitionist. And she is also, again, somebody that has to be silenced. So you have to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. A global corporate system is testing a planetary social credit score, which is basically digital minders, digital spy systems, digital control, where if you don't play ball in cyberspace or in the real world, you then get demonized, and then you start getting unpersoned. And I have the articles right here in my stack today. China bans millions from flights, trains in social credit crackdown. That's a big Zero Hedge article, and it links directly to the communist Chinese newspapers, who are very, very proud of this. Now, in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I said in the near future, if you haven't played ball with the globalists and you haven't done what they want socially, they will not let you buy or sell. I didn't get that from the Bible. I got it from their own statements. But it is interesting that the Bible's coming true. It's either real or they're building it, which makes it real. See, either way, it's still real. It's incredible. So this is the big threat to everyone. Banks not letting you bank if you sell hunting supplies at your hardware store or the NRA. And the fact that people aren't organizing against this is absolutely incredible. So I want to go to our guest, and I want to ask her, Martina, to tell folks a little bit about yourself, because if I tell it, it won't be as good as if you tell it. And I think your main crime is you've been successful. You've reached hundreds of millions of people. You have millions of fans. And so it's because you're effective at exposing this corrupt system that you're now being unpersoned. People say, well, just go get another bank account. Oh, no, this means they put a hate rating. When I file suit, you're going to need to, you know, obviously join our class action suit. They've put a hate rating in there that has nothing to do with your real activity. And so they have implemented the Chinese-style control grid on you by stealth. So you are definitely a victim of this. Not that you want to be a victim. We're not in the victim class here. But it's because we're not in the victim class. They want to make us victims. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely, I was a performer in New York City, and they were not happy that I was a Trump supporter and a conservative in general. So they blacklisted me, kicked me out of the scene, and they really went after my income that way extremely, extremely hard. So I had to move on and figure out what else am I going to do with my career. And the only thing, since my reputation was tarnished, was to get involved in media and expose this stuff and just stick up for our side. So I've been doing that. So them trying to ruin my life didn't work as well as they planned. So I actually have a business account with Chase. I've had it for 8 years. It's an LLC. And talk about arts and culture, because you know how important that is. Politics is downstream from culture. And there's something called Comicscape, which is pretty much Gamergate, but in the comics industry. So there's a lot of people that went away from DC and Marvel's extreme SJW left-wing propaganda with their failing comics, and a lot of these people went independent, and they started going on Indiegogo and creating independent comics and doing it incredibly well. They have went head-to-head with DC and Marvel, and they made like $2 million since this past summer, cumulatively, altogether. So I wanted to keep pursuing my performing kind of persona, Lady Alchemy. So I did a comic book with these comic skaters. And
how dare you?
Yeah. And my Chase business account is linked with that Indiegogo. And we did incredibly well. We're so far over $34,000.
Wow. Trying to raise money, trying to publish books. How un-American.
Yeah. So when I got the letter that my business account is being closed down, I was really freaked out because I said, this is my one thing that I have. They tried to get rid of me in every single way possible, run me out of New York City, ruin all my career opportunities. So now I have this new opportunity amongst a group of the comic skaters that, you know, are doing incredibly well. So it's a really interesting thing because, you know, the left keep trying to tear us down. But the one industry, ironically, that we are kicking butt in is the arts. It's the comic book industry. So we're doing really, really well.
They aren't the liberals. They're not creative. They always pose as if they're the real liberals and they control art because they're the opposite of a real liberal. They're leftist control freaks who destroy civilization. So that's why they always want to be in charge of the arts and in charge of speech is because they don't have any talent.
Yeah, and I think that they're really afraid because this Comscape is doing so well. They really try to shut us down all the time. They keep going after a lot of the big independent creators, trying to shut them down, you know, go after them. And they've been fighting it. They actually, one of them did a tortious interference. So when you go after them legally, that shows them they can't do this. You know, so that's a really good method of going after someone that's trying to mess with your contracts and mess with you professionally. And so when I got this letter, I was really, really upset because it's tied to my comic book and what we're doing with Comicsgate. And it could have shut it all down. But luckily, Indiegogo is working with me. But yeah, so it's bigger than just, oh, get another bank. I mean, I think they were really targeting me because we're doing something here. You know, we're kicking ass in the arts. And I wasn't sure if it was political. So I got the letter and I said, how could this be? You know, it's all legal activity. I don't have any criminal record. Everything is up to par. I've had this account for 8 years. Why is this happening? And so I called them and they wouldn't tell me why. They said that they have the right to, if you see the letter, it says, we're ending our relationship with you. And I was like, okay, my bank is breaking up with me.
Well, I'll tell you the problem. Let's scroll back up to the top. Anything they target is what they can track virally is already number one or it's going to be number one. Like, I've been number one on all these different platforms, so they banned me. Number one on the App Store right when our news app launched a month before the ban. And let's go back to the comic book. Let's go to that top one. That looks like world-class art. You look powerful. You also look sexy. You got a sword in your hand. This is everything the left is afraid of, because I wouldn't even call you a right-winger or left-winger. You're just a pro-freedom person. They're scared of that. This is what would actually target their demographic, but with freedom. So this is a badge of honor that they're coming after you, because what you're doing is obviously powerful.
Yeah, and after that happened to me and I posted about it, I started noticing that the Proud Boy guy had his Chase Bank. It was Chase, and it had the same letter as me. Then I noticed Joe Biggs, and I started noticing all these other stories of Chase targeting people that were in my scene, people I knew. And so that was when I said, okay, there's something more to this. But they refused to tell me exactly why. They said that they reserved the right to end our relationship and not tell me why. And I think it's a reputational risk.
Well, isn't that a Kafka-esque situation, is that they won't even tell you the thought crime you've committed? Well, let me tell you what's happened, because we got the secret documents, and this is going to be coming out soon in a lawsuit. I'm going to give the enemy a heads up. It's very simple. You get listed by the Southern Poverty Law Center or anybody else. They then, in this secret banking cartel, it's tied into Interpol, you name it, they put an H symbol in your file. You don't get told about it. You don't know. It's a secret blacklist with the banks, and then it's going to move on to, I'm sure you've heard about Uber banning people, these different Airbnb groups banning people.
Yeah, that happened to me in D.C. too, actually. My Uber just stopped working at one point.
Yeah, that's it. And so that they've got a database of the Chinese social credit score that they go put a fraudulent like conviction on your record. A secret court, a secret file, a secret database out of Boston. They go put it on the file, and then now other groups are joining it. It's like InfraGuard. It's part of the FBI. And then as other groups join it, sure, there's secret lists for Al-Qaeda or ISIS. It's the same thing. You've been put on an ISIS list.
I believe it. I truly, truly believe it. And I didn't want to get into that, and I didn't want to assume and go, oh, it's because I'm a free thinker that this is happening. But the evidence is really starting to show that they're really targeting us, and it's really scary because going after your bank account, going after your business is serious.
Well, this is the good news. It's so criminal, they keep it secret. It's not going to be secret much longer. You understand? I've got more lawyers flying in today. We're going to decide when and how, but I'm giving the enemy heads up. We're getting all the witnesses, all the documents. We have everything. National scandal. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
if his false flag would have been successful, now under criminal investigation by the FBI for higher-ups directing him in the Democratic Party, as well as the people controlling the hit show empire, it'd be an even bigger hit if the hoax would have been carried out. But it was too obvious, too childish, and too well-documented. But imagine if he'd been successful. Now, everyone with a red hat, every white person, we're all horrible race criminals who deserve to have our bank accounts taken, who deserve to be shut down, who deserve to be made to submit until we're offered the road to redemption. Last week, I had three very high-powered people call me, two of them household names, and they said, Alex, there's a road for redemption. And there's open arms. I'm sorry. It's just that we have to admit how bad this is. We're going to go back to our guest. I want to ask her to ride shotgun into the next segment if she can with Faith Golding, because they're both going through the same crap, because they're smart, good-looking women. That scares the hell out of leftists. They want a bunch of victims they control with a bunch of chicken-neck weird feminists dominating them, making sure they're miserable as possible and not using their feminine power. But let's go right back just real quick to Smollett and all of his fake garbage. Here it is.
I was talking to a friend, and I said, I just want them to find them. And she said, sweetie, they're not going to find them. And it just made me so angry, because so I'm just going to be left here with this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going to be left here with, so they get to go free and go about their life and possibly attack someone else, and I'm here to left with the aftermath of this fool.
Yeah.
That's not cool to me. That's not okay. So I understand how difficult it will be to find them, but I still want to believe, with everything that has happened, that there's something called justice. Because if I stop believing that, and what's it all for?
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jesse. Oh, my God, Jesse. This is so hot right now. Meanwhile, the UN openly funded with Obama the murder of hundreds of thousands in the Arab Spring, tens of thousands of women and children in sex slavery. You got a Madeleine Albright on TV saying 500,000 kids are a good price to pay for, quote, security in the Gulf. There's no thank you, Jesse, to that. So going back to our guest, who has been basically unpersoned off of her bank account, Martina Markota, who's at Twitter for now and Instagram, at Martina Markota, M-A-R-K-O-T-A, and MartinaMarkota.com. Again, you're involved in hit comic books. That's your real crime, because most people don't get their news even from Comedy Central anymore. They get it from the comic books. You're breaking into verboten, archetypal Joseph Campbell-type symbolism and alchemy, and that's really your crime, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm actually also in a Trump Space Force. I think you know Timothy Lim and them, so check out that. But, my book has the occult symbolism of the elite, and my character is like, she becomes red-pilled and discovers the hidden influences of media and advertising that's saturated in cities and stuff like that. And so it's about exposing that sort of thing. And, I think it's super fun. It's not very much like leftist art where they go out of their way to make sure you see their SJW agenda. It's just fun for anyone to watch, but I am kind of secretly, hiddenly exposing some things.
And again, it's the delivery system they really hate. So where do you go from here? Because obviously we'll need to talk soon, because we are going to have to file suit against these folks. This is a big national criminal operation. Think about when the public learns that there's a secret database and they're preparing to put all conservatives on it.
Yeah, I truly believe that. And I cannot believe that that is really something that where we're at today. I mean, I remember watching you many, many years ago talking about this sort of stuff when you had Billy Corrigan on. I've always liked, you know, the arts and stuff and watching you. So you were saying stuff about this years ago, like 10 years ago. And here we are today. And it's not even a conspiracy. It's real life. I mean, it's happening to me now. And I don't know. We definitely have to do something. I have to switch my bank accounts and transfer tens of thousands of dollars and make sure Indiegogo is updated with my new bank account. So they've given me that little extra burden to do. So, yes, of course, I can change banks. But ultimately, people were saying there's some sort of law, like there's some sort of association with the government that Chase has. So this actually can be, it is illegal. It's not like there's just like a private.
Listen, the database, when there's no law to create a designation that's just random put on your account to say you're a bad person and then to put on your credit. That you're a bad person, I mean, that's fraud. I mean, that's defamation. What that is an attempt to tortuously interfere and ruin your life. Listen, I'm sure you've asked, how did you get targeted? You know about Sleeping Giants and all these other groups. The left goes around brigading. And so they've already, they think, knocked me into the ground. So now NBC reports, anyone just saying InfoWars or Alex Jones is next, that's NBC News. Anyone criticizing vaccines, like, hey, my daughter got killed from it, or, you know, I went blind from it, or look, the insert says it can kill you, that's all going to be banned. It's just basically everything. And so the media's new job, these journalists aren't really journalists anymore. They organize brigades of leftist to make millions of phone calls and emails to target each person. So they also harass companies till they do this.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that in my performing professional career, them brigade and do that. But I think that I have an association with Gavin. You know, people associate me with being on Gavin's show and stuff like that. So I think that's probably why my account was.
Oh, exactly. Because they're really scared of Proud Boys. Why do you think they're so scared of Proud Boys and you would dare go on the founder's show? I mean, guys that stand up to people that beat up women and children and defensively defend women and children. There's nothing worse, is there?
No, I mean, trying to venerate the housewife and just have a simple like little men's club. I mean, what's wrong with that? You can't have a men's club nowadays. It's insane. But yeah, I'm associated to him. And so now everyone just constantly, they've been doing it in the Comicscape too. They've been targeting and saying, she's a Proud Boy, even though I'm a woman. And trying to say that that's the reason why I'm some sort of Nazi or white supremacist or something.
Well, I mean, you're not anti-male. And so that's why you're bad.
Yeah. No, I support men for being men, and I have a totally different duty as a woman, and that's what I portray in the comic books as well. That's what's been going on in the scene is that, I don't know if you've noticed, but they've been trying to defeminize women in the comic book industry.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Start getting into that. They want to take the real power from women and create these sexless blobs. And why is that? Because they don't want men being powerful. Men. They don't want women being powerful. They don't want us in our powerful roles.
Yeah, it's just one big hodgepodge of non-gendered things, and they get very angry about it in the comics industry. They don't want women to be feminine, and I think that's the most anti-feminist thing I can think of.
Well, my wife walked out of the house today in a black trench coat and black high-heel boots, and I thought I was going to fall over. I mean, she knows about the feminine and just is dripping with it, and I just can't believe that they've convinced women to turn that power loose. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us with our guest, and we have another powerful woman joining us, Faith Goldie. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, another woman the enemy fears. We'll have both on together, and we'll ask him why women are under attack.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So much to talk about here. Faith Goldie ran for mayor. She was in third place out of 30-something people going towards number one. They banned her advertising on the internet, on radio, on TV. They've been taking her off the internet everywhere. We have Martina Marcota as well, and she is a artist and performer and writer and comic book author and a bunch of other successful things. She's been on the show before. She also goes out as a journalist and covers the insanity of the leftist. Here in the U.S. and also in Europe. And so I wanted to get Faith Goldie back on because she recently got married and has been out of commission, but she's back to talk about what's going on in Canada. But meanwhile, they got nationwide gun confiscation about to be announced. We've got people running around talking about national gun confiscation here. We've got all this censorship happening, but people are fighting back with the yellow vest. What is the state of the world? You just traveled Europe, Faith Goldie.
Well, I'd say that the regular guy rebellion is in full swing and that Canada has not been spared. As you mentioned, Alex, our Justin Trudeau is about to announce what sounds like a nationwide handgun ban. They've paraded around all the victims from various terrorist attacks who are now saying that law-abiding gun owners are somehow to blame for the firearms that were used, the illegal firearms that were used. And of course, Alex, as you covered dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of times on your program. We all know what this means. We've read this textbook in history before. We know that gun confiscation eventually leads essentially to an open playing field for the tyrant. And what's so interesting about this, and I would say a word to the wise for you Yanks, so to speak, south of the 49th, is this. The guns that they're coming after here in Canada, they're called restricted firearms, i.e. they are on a registry. And Alex, time and time again, folks within the pro-gun, pro-2A community say that registration leads to confiscation, and Canada right now is standing on the brink with this gun-grabbing, tyrannical, far-left, so-called post-national government. Any day now, due to release a report, they're priming the populace right now, but getting the victims out there, saying we want a nationwide handgun ban, telling us that a report is about to come out, and they're saying that action thereafter might be imminent.
Well, let's not forget, when Trump declared a national emergency that's constitutional for the border, the Democrats, both Pelosi and Nadler, said, well, we'll use an emergency to take your guns. In fact, here's a clip of Nadler just last Friday.
If the president can declare an emergency today on this, the Democratic president can decide that, as you mentioned, the gun crisis, the 40,000 people a year killed in this country is a crisis, and why don't we take everybody's guns away, or force everybody to register their guns, or ban all assault rifles, or do all of that.
Martina Marcota riding shotgun with us here with Faith Goldie. And again, your website's martinamarcota.com, Faith Goldie sites, faithfortoronto.ca, and at Twitter at Faith Goldie. And it's important to go to their sites themselves, folks. That's where you have to go now to actually get to people, because everything's being massively censored. Your take on this, why do you think, I'm going to ask Goldie this, why do you think the left's gone from denying they want the guns to admitting it, denying they want to sexualize children now admitting it, denying they want to destroy the family now admitting it? I want to ask you both what you brought up for the break. Why are they so afraid of powerful, smart, good-looking, feminine women? Because they're jealous of it. But I want to get your take on first the guns. Why do you think the left's being so out in the open now?
Well, I mean, I think that they can do that now. This is what they've always thought, but they have to do it slowly, you know? They start slow, and then now they're at the point where they can do those things. And it's just obvious. That's what I think.
That's it. They're making their move. They think it's time to do it. Faith, what do you think?
That Martina is completely right. And hi, Martina. Nice to see you here in 2D.
Hi.
This is what we talk about all the time, the Overton window. You know, it needs to be shifted in order to move around the perimeter, so to speak, of what we deem as acceptable within society. I remember before, for instance, the New York legislation about abortion, I'm pro-lifer, I'm unabashed about that, saying they don't care about term limits. They know what they're doing. They don't think this is a clump of cells. They know that they're out here killing babies. These people are spawns of Satan. And sure enough, now they've come out into full force because the populace have become so deprogrammed from reality and programmed into a complete vortex of untruths and lies that we're to hear more lies, to hear complete evil, to hear complete essentially advocacy for murder no longer shocks us as it would have, frankly, our forefathers. And the exact same thing is happening right now with firearms. Alex, it's just a registry. It's just a registry. It's just to make sure that we can keep track of where all the big, bad, scary guns are.
And then now I'm reading the Toronto paper. I'm reading the national paper. I'm reading Economist. It's like, yeah, gun confiscation to begin. We just showed the headline for TV viewers. They're actually saying we're going to confiscate the guns. And folks go, well, that's only Canada. No. The New York Times, the case for repealing the Second Amendment. And I agree with you, Faith. They're pushing the envelope.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's exactly that if they started. Sorry. I was just going to say that I think that they started with this stuff back then, they never would have gotten anything. You know, they wouldn't have their way an inch. But the fact that they start slow, small, and then now they can increment all the way up to this point.
So what comes next to both of you?
It's a scary question, Alex. You know, I wish I was wrong for what comes next. My answers along the way, my 10 years of reporting, journalism, commentary, I wish I was wrong every time I try to warn people of what comes next. But let me tell you, we now have an international, both temporal and frankly, as far as I'm concerned, a spiritual war between good and evil. And they are now personified as the nationalists versus the globalists. And the globalists are damn terrified because of organizations like yourself, like where Martina is, with the Daily Caller, with the Rebel Media, with the democratization of data that is slowly pulling people from the matrix and saying, hold on a second, we've been lied to, hold on a second, all this do-goodery that we've been saying that we've been doing for the rest of the world is actually having a negative effect on your family, on your community, on your country. And what happens when the powerful feel threatened is that they begin to do things like censorship, like taking away those things which make us the little guy, the regular guy, frankly, the masses powerful. That includes our freedom of speech, our freedom of consciousness, and indeed our right to defend ourselves. And in this case, it's to bear arms, if you will. So what comes after that? Well, if we're impotent, so to speak, to do anything about protecting our heritage, our present, and our children's future, well, then we are giving these guys, again, a wide open field to execute their will, and we've seen what their will is.
Oh, I totally agree. So let me ask you about this, and we'll come back for a break and talk more about it. If the end game is absolute tyranny, they're coming after the First Amendment, Second Amendment, right to bear arms, all the world, we see that almost as a negative thing, and it is negative they're doing it, but the fact that we've been so successful, how about Yellow Vest when we come back and other movements, other nationalist movements, the fact that we've pushed their timetable forward and made them take the velvet glove off, I see that as very, very positive that we've forced them into their more aggressive actual posture.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that we need to start doing more things like what Faith did, you know, is go into, like, do our own long march into the institutions. Get into positions of government. Try, you know, get into educational institutions. Start teaching people, the kid children and stuff. I'm involved in the arts, so we got to get back into arts and culture, Hollywood and all that. So if we can start infiltrating the way that they did back into the institutions, we can gain control again, and definitely in government. I mean, just go run for office, do something, do what Faith did, you know?
And by the way, even though she lost, we're talking about this, she was an international sensation, got bigger than she ever was, showed them censor her, showed all this evil, and it really illustrated what was happening. So if people run again and again and again, it will break their back. Resistance is victory. If you lay down, they win. If you keep fighting, you get stronger, they lose. Don't adapt to being oppressed. Fight back against the oppression and defeat it. We're not victims. We're winners. We're victors.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour.
Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on.
You know, part of my problem is that I don't want to say I'm too confident. It's not like I'm even punch drunk for being in this fight so long. I just have seen so many times God pull our bacon out of the fire that I almost just get, I want to say even lackadaisical, about we're trying to row the ship to shore. And there's holes in it, and the water's right up to the edge of the top of the boat. We could go under any minute, but I'm just confident we're going to make it to shore, thanks to listeners and viewers' support. Understanding, we literally are one of the main beacons of truth and justice, relaunching Americana, relaunching your basic human systems of success, relaunching men being men, women being women. And true, free, open societies, not the authoritarianism of the globalists. That said, the only way we circumvent their massive censorship is you spreading the word about Infowars.com, Newswars.com, the videos, the articles, the live links. And they want to inoculate everybody psychologically that Infowars is so bad and so evil. So you're afraid to talk to folks. No, that's the door in. Like, hey, you've heard about Infowars and the wild stuff they say about it. And yeah, I have. Well, did you hear about this, where George Soros said that we're in a war with China and the U.S. is going to win and that Trump's unbeatable? Oh, no, you didn't see that. That was a prospectus to big bankers. Infowars.com has his actual statement. You see, the globalists are losing. And everything they're doing is a rearguard action. That doesn't mean we're offering some cult, drink the vodka and barbiturates and go up to the comet in the sky and everything's going to be perfect. But this current group of globalists, their system is falling apart. So bottom line, folks, we make it easy to support the broadcast. We have the best turmeric. If you don't know what turmeric does for inflammation, your body, your health, the great antioxidant, it's the best thing out there. We have 95% curcuminoid at a price of people that sell it, 5% curcuminoid. So Bodies is amazing. Our protein bar is a high-end protein bar, discounted for $3 a piece. They sell for $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Ours is $3 the regular price. It's $2.40 on discount right now. It's an amazing high-quality protein bar. So they'll probably call it snake bars. You know, he sells coffee. He's evil. He sells toothpaste. He's evil. It's all snake bars, snake bars. And Jones selling things is evil. He's trying to make money. Of course I am. I'm in a total war. Most revolutionaries have to rob banks and kidnap people for money. I don't do that. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. I'm a capitalist. I want to bring you products that blow you away so you keep ordering them. Get TurboForce. Get BrainForce. Still 50% off. That sale was supposed to end, but I've been too busy. This is the last day. New sales will start this weekend. So I'm going to be up here this weekend launching them. Whatever you do, take action today. A lot of big sales are about to end. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Getting back to our guest, I want to get Martina Markota back on soon. I'm always like, hey, get her on. But now that they're depersoning her, she's here. I want to invite her back on a routine basis, just like I've invited Faith Goldie back on. But just closing comments about where you see the world going, other things that are on your radar screen.
Yeah, thank you for having me again. I'd love to come back anytime. But, yeah, like I said, I just think that it's time for phase two. In Comicsgate, we say phase two. So there was a point of criticizing, SJWs and the leftists and deconstructing what they're doing and showing how ridiculous it was, which actually really worked because it won us the election. Just their ridiculousness and exposing it really shows people how absurd they are. But then there's phase two, which is create, you know, let's build the world that we want to live in. So, you know, I think that's what you're doing with some of your products and stuff. You're not just letting them make the products. You're making the kind of products you want to live in. And what I do in the arts, I just want to do the arts that I want to do. And Faith is really talented at doing what she does. So everyone should just find their skill and their craft and what they have to offer the world and push that out in there into the world instead of just being reactionary.
And people can find that different, beautiful world you're building at MartinaMarkota.com. Just amazing work, Martina, and we look forward to speaking to you again very, very soon.
Thank you. Bye, Faith. Bye.
Faith, what she said is simple, but the simple is the most profound. We can't just be criticized how fallen and pathetic the globalist left is. We have to build that better world, which we're trying to do.
I think also we have to be unafraid to be bold and to exert some sort of strength, by which I don't mean I'm not calling for a physical revolution per se, but know that we are on the side of justice and truth and that we are fulfilling the destiny that our forefathers had envisioned when they first planted the seeds of the nations that we now exist in. And to walk boldly, don't let these serpents, these lizard people, bully us into submission, bully us into thinking that we are these horrendous names that they call us, racist, white supremacist. All these things are just tools of oppression to keep us quiet, to shut us up. We have to be bold and proclaim the fact that we are walking in truth, that loving your country, loving your family, all of that is natural. All of that is healthy. And hating the idea of erasing your borders and moving towards more globalization is also okay. So do all of that and do it boldly. Be brave and be unafraid. Just because someone calls you a name or hurls some mud at you doesn't mean it's your turn to sit down. It's your turn to stiffen up your back, get out the shields, and march on.
And it's not because you're young and beautiful, but you remind me of my dad's mom because she was a strong, smart, powerful woman that sounded just like you. Where both my grandmothers were amazing, and I'm not just saying this to be patronizing, I don't see a lot of women that act like you. I don't see a lot of men that act like you. When I was a little kid, it was everywhere. It's like it's dying even in Texas. Well, how are you different? And how many women do you know that are strong like you?
Well, you know, I would say that it's a mixture of having strong female role models and strong male role models as well in my life. Most specifically, I'd say my mom, and my mom always pointing upwards. When I say, Mom, you're the best mom in the world, and she said, it's because the Holy Spirit and God has helped me raise you. So, you know, I would say that if you're raising young girls right now, keep looking up while you're looking down, so to speak, and continue to be moved by the Spirit of truth. And quite outside of that, I mean, I have always – hungered and thirsted for truth. And here's the thing, is that when I was in school, the truth, the counterfeit truth that I was sold, you know, it was shoved down my throat. And so I saw things through a certain lens. And once my mom revealed herself to be a right-winger, well, basically, after that moment, I was confronted with the fact that right-wingers weren't some sort of, you know, knuckle-dragging Neanderthals, and so I started engaging with their arguments, and from there, I became more of a conservative, call me what you will. But on top of that, I don't know. I think it's also my love of history, Alex. I know how great our nations are, and I know how terrible war and how terrible enemies of the good can be. I'm very, very acutely aware that we're closer than we think to our ancestors and those who came before us. And I'll be damned if we're going to make the same mistakes. I'll be damned if we're going to squander their legacies. So I suppose it's some of that.
I think the bottom line is you're connected to God, and it goes right through your ancestors. They were connected. And you are literally, you don't have GPS. You've got the Holy Spirit. If people don't understand that, you're not going to find it in these fake churches. You go or you feel the spirit of evil. It's a fake, you know, glad handing, everything's great spirit. But no, no. I mean, the real Holy Spirit drives you, pushes you to do things, gives you great insights. But it's a real adventure. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And we need to pray for better politicians, and we have to pray for the spirit of God to sweep our nations. Pray for your nations to be protected, and then continue to act. You know, it's one thing. Some people are called to contemplative lives, and if that's you, that's fine. But if that's not you, then don't just sit behind a keyboard. Get out there. Talk to your families about the truth. Tell them about InfoWars. Talk to your church groups. Find a church group. You know, start some activism, even postering campaigns. Help wake people up, do your part.
We're going to do one more segment when we come back. We're a minute and a half out till break, but just you brought up so many points. We talked off air. Yellow Vest, you're very excited about it. Like 15 weeks in, they're getting killed. And it's just like Venezuela. It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. This is in a democratic nation, and we've got police literally firing on people trying to execute their democratic rights. And now it's the globalist's worst nightmare, contagion. It's spreading across the globe to places like Canada, and I'm looking forward to telling you a little bit about that movement here in Canada, how it's mutated and manifested, and how we're bringing this movement right to the front steps of our legislature in Ottawa.
We still got 40 seconds, but it's definitely in Canada now.
Oh, 100%. And it's so interesting. Like, there are a couple people who are sort of against it because we don't have the same history of Yellow Vests needing to keep them in their tanks, our trunks, etc. But it is symbolic of the fact that we are brothers fighting the same war, even though there are oceans that separate us.
And so I think you're hinting at the French contingent from Montreal. Is that part of the solidarity with France?
Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, Vancouver, it's sweeping the nation.
We'll be right back with Faith Goldie and more. The third hour. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the